Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hi, folks. Randy here, bringing you an Escape to the Magic one-shot. I just wanted to share some of the thoughts that have been on my mind recently. We've talked about this on a number of our episodes over the last few weeks and months about many of the changes that are coming to the Disney parks in the next few years. And in fact, some of these changes are coming sooner than we even think. There's a few things that I've been particularly salty about. I've been pretty vocal about the changes that were made to the Country Bears Jamboree. Not to completely rehash it, but the concept was they took the Country Bears and they replaced the music in it with something they felt was more appropriate for today. And really, they took Disney IP songs from many of their favorite IPs and they kind of put it in the Country Bears style. I've experienced it. I didn't love it. In fact, I hated it, and I've been pretty vocal about that. You know, I've been pretty vocal about the upcoming changes to Frontierland, which includes eliminating the Rivers of America and Tom Sawyer Island from Magic Kingdom Park and expanding Frontierland to include a new Cars attraction, amongst other things. And I've been pretty vocal about how I didn't think that was a good idea either. I've been pretty vocal about a lot of things. And today some news came that kind of brought me down that path once again, which included eliminating Muppet Vision 3D so they could make their expansion for Monsters Land at Hollywood Studios in that same spot. And further than that, Aerosmith leaving Rock and Roller Coaster to be replaced with the Muppets. And I've thought a little bit about the things that sometimes bother me about those announcements, because I see so much potential, so much opportunity in all of the Disney parks. We've talked about it on this show. Dak, Ryan, and I have talked about sometimes what we call our magical scenarios. What would we do if we were an Imagineer for a day or for a minute even? What are some of the ideas that we could potentially put out there? Now, the reality is we're not. We're not the Imagineers. We don't work for the Walt Disney Corporation. In fairness, I've never even written a letter or an email or even a post-it note and sent it to anybody who could do something with those ideas that we have, other than we put them out there for the world to hear on this show. So in a sense, I feel a little bit guilty that I would be so critical of some of those things. The words of Walt Disney really is what drives me, though, sometimes in my criticism. And I think also as I reflect on Walt's own words, going all the way back to 1956, when he was responding to journalist Peter Martin about the potential for Disneyland in the future, I think about those words. And to a certain degree, I've used them a little bit as both sword and shield to defend my own personal opinions of the direction some of those parks are going. I just want to share them with you. You know, 1956, Walt's asked about the future of Disneyland and what it means and how it's going to be. And he said this, quote, "The park means a lot to me in that it's something that will never be finished, something that I can keep developing, keep plussing and adding to. It's alive. It will be a live, breathing thing that will need changes. A picture is a thing that once you wrap it and turn it over to Technicolor, you're through. Snow White is a dead issue with me. The last picture I just finished, the one I just wrapped a few weeks ago, it's gone. I can't touch it. There's things in it I don't like. I can't do anything about it. I wanted something live, something that could grow, something I could keep plussing with ideas, you see. The park is that. Not only can I add things, but even the trees will keep growing. The thing will get more beautiful every year. And as I find what the public likes, and when a picture's finished and I put it out, I find out what they like or they don't like, and I have to apply that to some other thing. I can't change that picture, so that's why I wanted that park." Close quote. I've thought about it, and I've thought, you know, Walt, as he talked about plussing the parks, he talked about expansion, he talked about adding to it, he talked about making it better. And sometimes I've been lost a little bit in the thought that that meant that things couldn't change. even some of the things that are really old and to me, things that I like a lot, may not be those things that really get people motivated anymore. Perhaps that's the case with the Country Bears Jamboree. Now, I'll contend that I've seen people attending Country Bears for many years, and few times have I been in there and not found a lot of other people. I've never been to the Country Bears Jamboree and been alone, for instance. I can't say that about some of the other attractions that I've gone to. There have been other shows and attractions I've gone to where I was the only one there at a given time. But it never happened at the Country Bears Jamboree, so I didn't understand the need to change. But I also think about the fact that it is really kind of old, and maybe it didn't have a lot of relevance for some people anymore. And in order to bring it some new, fresh perspective and relativism, perhaps it needed an update. And even if I don't like it, maybe there's others now that really do. And the same for Tom Sawyer Island. You know, I can't say I've ever been alone on Tom Sawyer Island, but I also can say that Tom Sawyer Island had a limited purpose. It was beautiful to look at, perhaps from a distance. It was fun for a few minutes to be out there, but it had limited hours and limited availability. Maybe that wasn't the best use of that part of the park, and maybe it was an opportunity to do something more. I think a little bit about now what's going to come here to Muppet Vision 3D and the replacement of that particular area in the park at Hollywood Studios. You know, again, Muppet Vision 3D is one that I'd never been to all by myself, but it was a really big theater, and rarely had I ever seen that theater completely full. In fact, I can't ever recall having been in there when it's been completely full. So maybe it's time to see if there is a more useful purpose for that part of the park. There's shops that used to be open in that area that aren't open anymore. There's got to be a reason for that. I think we've talked about even some of the dining options over there, how they're not the most favorite. Perhaps it's time to do something a little bit different. And even if I would have perhaps maybe put this in a different place in Hollywood Studios, maybe the Star Wars Launch Bay, which I think is probably the most underutilized real estate in the park, perhaps. Maybe if I would have done that, doesn't mean that it's not okay to do what the Imagineers are now proposing and put it over at Muppet Vision. You know, I struggle with removing Aerosmith from Rock and Roller Coaster. I feel like that's what made the identity of that attraction. And now it's going to have a new identity with the Muppets. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I can't say that I love the idea. But what I can say is this. What's a dead issue, really? When Walt says Snow White's a dead issue with him, he's talking about he's done it and there's not a change to come to it to fix it or make it better. But his vision of Plussing meant that that would never, ever be the case with his parks, that there was always an opportunity to improve or add upon or do something different. And perhaps this is the opportunity that Rock and Roller Coaster, an attraction that's been plagued with mechanical problems now for years and has experienced extended downtime at different times and opportunities, maybe a complete refresh of it with a different theme is just exactly what the doctor ordered in order to make it better. Some things work and some things don't. But my experience visiting the Disney parks has always been that I'll give everything a chance. You know, as a father of four sons, I can't say that attending the Frozen sing-along was ever going to be at the top of my list. But I can tell you, after I went, I was hooked. Because there's something that Imagineers do better than everybody. They figure out a way to bring the magic to everyone who wants to be in the show. Because once you walk through the gates and once you walk through the doors, you're in the show of Disney. It's a live, living, breathing thing, just like Walt had to say. I'll give it a chance. I'll give anything a chance to see if it can bring a little bit of extra magic to my life. Now, the thing that I've talked about on this show more than anything has always been about managing your expectations when you're at the park. That includes me. I've got to learn to manage those expectations from times. And I might be salty today about losing some of the things that I have loved the most, the things that I've been most nostalgic about from my visits to the park. But maybe part of managing my expectations includes giving it a chance and realizing, frankly, if it doesn't work for me, like the new Country Bears Jamboree, that's okay, because there's plenty of other things that I can do. And regardless of how they change something from how it used to be, from how I used to enjoy it, will never, ever take away the memories that I've made along the way. In fact, if anything, it makes those memories all the sweeter, knowing that I've been able to experience something that meant something to me that others now won't be able to experience the same way. That adds to my life. That pluses it. And I really think that's what Walt was talking about all along. Anyways, those are some thoughts I wanted to share as we wrap it up and just do a little bit of an Escape to the Magic one shot here. Just an opportunity to share some of the things that have been on my mind, on my heart, with each of you, our listeners. Thanks for listening. Be sure to give us a like, a follow, share it with your friends, drop us a comment, tell us what you think. We'd love to hear it. Take care.